I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
Can we talk about you meeting the celebrities? Can we? Because I'm so pumped about it. Have you spoken about it yet?
No, I just got home.
Welcome back to Steel.
Round of applause for Steel, everybody.
Just fucking tell us about meeting your idols, because that is like the... Or do you want to like do a bit of intro and then talk about it? But I'm very excited. Like, I've never met a hero. You've met three in a day or whatever. What's that like? Can we talk? It blows my mind.
Are you pumped or are you just massively hungover?
Hungover.
Yeah, okay, good.
But pumped as well.
Mark Maron, you're not.
Yeah, I don't understand that reference.
Or just the interviewing.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, but, yeah.
Just like, you met him, just continue
just
now.
Just do it. Yeah.
It was amazing. There was a lot of, it's a weird mix because there's sort of, like, it's very exciting to meet them, but then you're kind of at work and you want to do a good job at work that day. And so it's a mix of... So when I was doing the interviews, I was desperate to do stuff that would work well on the TV show, on Studio 10. But then also, for the people that listen to the podcast, it was... Like, it would be informative for them. Yep. Like, I didn't want to... there's a classic thing in... Like, when people, like, on the news and that do Star Wars interviews that we make fun of, is when they use the comment, Star Wars is back.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a Star Wars is back person.
If you weren't doing a TV show and you could ask them anything you wanted, like say it's late night, you went out with, what are their names? Dibley and Bovers.
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson. Who does he play?
He essentially plays you.
Oh, really? You know, you think you lose your job in Hollywood as a director. It turns out I lost a job as everything, as even myself. Can you believe that, Steele? I don't get to be me anymore. I got to be someone else. Who am I going to be? You? No. But Steele, so it's late at night. You're hanging out with the actors. You had a couple of drinks. You know, you go to a small bar and everyone's getting honest and you want to ask a real question. You want to get to the heart of it. What would you ask them? What would you say? If you could, there's no TV cameras around. No one knows. You say whatever you want.
I would say, what's George Lucas really like?
Come on. You're dodging the fucking question here, okay? Do it. What would you say? You want to know the truth.
George Lucas has become the Mark Maron of this podcast. It's fascinating.
That's right. You thought you'd be interviewing us three. We're just interviewing you the whole time. You're the center.
I like it better when Schuster's asking questions.
All right, go back to Schuster.
When you ask them a question, do you have to keep in mind, because you are in love with the people, I assume, do you have to ask them a question that you know that they will kind of be like, oh, that's cool, I wish, that's a nice question? Sort of like when people interview you about comedy, they're like, where do you get your ideas from? And you hate them. Do you make sure you don't do that to them?
Oh, desperately. Yes. Yeah. Well, one thing, when I asked Daisy Ridley about what challenges Ray would face in the new film, and she went, ooh, I haven't been briefed about how to answer that one. And I was like, thank you.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to, because they get asked so many questions a day about that stuff. So yeah, it was cool to be able to ask them, or try to ask them stuff that...
You're going to trick them. You're going to trick them. You got to get those plot points out. You got to somehow do it, you know, with them that are realizing. So you do it like you go, oh, hey, Daisy, say you were in space, what would you eat? But not the character, you. And they're like, oh, I'd eat this plot, this important plot point. Yeah, damn it.
Nailed him. Got him.
You know those Star Wars films I'm always including? People, what they eat is very important in Star Wars. That always impacts what happens. People don't realize that's what I always did. The blue milk.
Blue milk.
Essential to the whole thing. The blue milk sent Luke crazy. That's what happened. That's what happened.
So there's blue milk.
Yeah.
And what other foods are in Star Wars?
Bantha chops. There's Boba Fett chops. Chewbacca rissoles. Why do you think they all died out? They ate all the Wookiees. Wookiees are delicious. That's why Han Solo was protecting Chewbacca, because everyone wants to eat him. Everybody wants to eat Chewbacca.
Wait, so Han Solo is fattening him up for later, perhaps?
Yeah. That was the deal. I'll look after you for a long life, and then at the end, you sacrifice yourself, and I get to eat you, and it's the most delicious meal I ever have. And that's why when he died, spoiler alert, when Han Solo died, Chewbacca's like, no, the deal. Who's going to eat me now? You know who's going to eat it? Daisy Ridley. Ray. Her name's Ray. Ray's going to get to eat Chewbacca now. That's what happens in the second film. Ray walks into the Millennium Falcon and Chewbacca's dead and with a note saying, eat me. And then
You're blowing my mind, George.
Look, I'm just like, this might not happen because they keep ignoring my notes. I send them off and they're like, yeah, thanks, George. We'll take a look at those. They don't. They never do.
I've got a theory.
Uh-oh.
That fits in with yours.
Now, really?
Now, finally, after 40 years...
I think your theory must be real shit then, because... Really? The shit I'm saying right now makes sense? Tell me.
So, this is amazing, this eating of Chewbacca. So, have we uncovered that his name is really just Barker?
Ah. And everyone's just describing what they want to do to him.
Yeah.
I want to Chewbacca. In the next film, he's called Swallowbacca. No, he's not. That's terrible.
Pass the gravy, Barker.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
How do we follow that?
Okay, so Steele, you said Daisy Ridley was not briefed on how to respond to that. What do you do with that footage? Does that go on TV where she's like, oh, I don't know, what, or do you yeah, there, keep
there's
that?
A room of people watching it right now, and 10 people got fired. They just watched the footage and were going, I haven't been briefed for this. Pause. Who fucked up?
Which one of you assholes didn't tell her what to do? We don't do this shit in Disney, okay? Warner Brothers, you're Fox. Not here.
And then he kicks them out the window. Just psh, 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 and they die. That's Hollywood, baby.
Well, my question's been answered. Thank you, George.
Yeah, no, I don't think that actually went to air. But it wasn't like, do you know what I mean? She didn't.
Yeah.
See, like George might be like exaggerating the point just a little bit.
I'm not exaggerating. This is bad. Things I've seen. I could tell you some horrible things. You'd never want to watch a movie again. You'd never want to even go to the movies. You don't even want to see what happens.
What's
the Why do you do these in the last weekend of the festival? It's always...
Oh,
when were interviewing them, do they know that do they know that they're going to speak to you, or do you have to be like... Like that.
Oh no, we're in a row, kind of like a red carpet type situation. So they get sort of directed to you. You don't have to go grab, like, it's not like Pokemon. It's line up.
Are you standing next to other interviewers and they just go down the line?
Yeah. So I was next to you might not know this person, but Anthony Bresnikan, who's a very famous Star Wars reporter. He reports for Entertainment Weekly.
Yep.
You might have heard of it.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, that was me.
But there was like Reuters, and then there was other, you know, like all the all the big news outlets, you know, Reuters, Entertainment Weekly, Steel Wars, they're all there.
That's great. And the guy who you just mentioned, I said I might know him, who had a longer interview with Daisy Ridley? Who did she speak to more with?
Good question, Jonathan.
Yeah.
I didn't time it.
You fucking did in your mind. Surely you see, like, whatever, and then she's with you for another 30 seconds and you're like, nailed it. Or not.
Did she brush her hand on somebody's arm just briefly, like yours or Bresnikin's?
She looked, I'm just saying, when I saw it, she looked very happy. And I was like, because I feel like people, but she's a great actress as well, so I don't know what's real anymore. But it looked like a great little moment and I was very happy to see it.
Yeah, when I saw the photo, I was very happy that she had the giant Daisy Ridley grin.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice this, but Jackie, when she saw the photos, she was just like, oh my God, you are blushing so much. Like, just in the Daisy Ridley one, apparently I had a red hue.
That's great.
So, we're getting a divorce.
And I endorse...
Sorry, for everyone at home, George is just nodding, just like...
Do it. Get a divorce and try your luck. Yeah, you talk to someone for what? 2 minutes? Divorce, give it a crack, I think. Women don't smile at people unless they want to marry them. That's the way it works. Woman smiles at you, she wants to marry you, and you should do it. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. And you got a good head on your shoulders, and good luck.
George, are you good with social cues, or are you not?
I'm one of the best at social cues.
Okay, cool.
I know exactly what's going on in any room, what's happening right now. Like, your body language right now, you got your legs crossed, that means you need to go to the toilet. You got your arm resting like that, that means you're left-handed.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Schuster's high on drugs right now.
No, I'm not.
You're on the Schuster. Drugs, you're yeah. on the... You're on the the stench, you're in the stash.
Yeah.
You're in the jippers.
No,
and a few kips.
But, yeah, all right. I'm high on drugs.
Yeah. And,
on the kips.
You know the kips. Look. Don't be surprised. I'm always making up new words. All right. Don't act like I don't do this. This is my skill. I create planets and worlds and names. You got a new name now. Your Star Wars name, Steel. Poppy Whippers.
It's only a matter of time. Well, Jedi is one of the greatest names ever made up. How did you come up with that?
Well, I was out and I was having some noodles. Another Saturday day, I flew to Adelaide, had a couple of noodles, as I've done for a long time. And
that's expensive, though, because that was before you made Star Wars. How would one afford
That's why I made Star Wars. I need to pay back. A lot of airfares to cover. I didn't want to make it. I don't want to have anything to do with it, but I needed the money. So, and I'm going to make Star Wars. I know this is going to be a hit. But Jedi... Jedi... yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. You'd be surprised what I forget. I don't remember how I came up with that. I don't think I came up with it. I think Francis Ford Coppola came up with that for me.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. Sounds true, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like a real fact? I should have stuck by it. It sounds real.
We can't rule it out, can we?
No, Francis Ford Coppola, and he came up with that for me. I think it's a Italian word. It means pasta baby.
It means pasta baby.
Pasta baby. Yeah.
So when... George Lucas, I mean, when, I'm getting so confused.
Francis Ford Coppola.
No, when Luke Skywalker says the Jedi need to end.
Yeah.
So.
He's saying pasta babies need to end. Get rid of pasta babies. They're weird. Everyone hates them. Have you had a pasta baby before?
But is it a pasta baby or is it just people that like are excited about pasta?
No, it's like you get a whole bunch of pasta and then you put it in the shape of a baby. And then you eat it. It's a weird tradition. I don't like
wow.
it.
Well, that's shocking that that has to end because I didn't even know it started.
Yeah. We've been trying to stop it for years. Thank God Luke's going to do it for us. I'm so tired.
Well, George, apparently Xavier Michaelides, comedian Xavier Michaelides, is also here. He's up the back. We could swap you out if you wanted.
Yeah, no, he'll do worse.
Okay.
At least the character can say weird things. Xavier's supposed to be funny like you guys the whole time, but George can say a few weird things and get away with it. It's a great thing about being George.
I love it when you talk about yourself in the third person.
So does he.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.